If you're an optometrist or work in an optometry practice, you know that the biggest opportunity to collect revenue starts in the exam room. It's that doctor-patient relationship. People trust their doctors. Now, part of being a good doctor is not only focusing on the patient that's in front of you, but asking if they have family that also needs to be seen in your practice. It's one of the things that you can do to get family referrals. Let's see the kids. Let's see the ex-husbands. Let's see everybody else. We're going to cover that in this short podcast. Also, if you have not subscribed yet, please go and hit the subscribe button on the podcast app you're listening to this on. You'll get notified every time an episode comes out twice a week. You're going to be hearing a skit between Dr. Brill and a fake patient. And this will go through how you can get those family referrals during eye exams.
Hi, Dr. Brill here. I want to talk about getting a 10% increase in your practice with very little effort. Okay, I have Debbie here, and Debbie's just finished her eye exam. We've had a nice time. We established rapport, and I see her two children here, Blue and Green. So Debbie, I saw Blue and Green are here today with you. That's so nice, and they're enjoying the summer, I'm sure. Well, I have a question for you. Have they ever had their eyes checked?
Yes, they have.
Well, who's checked them?
Well, my 5-year-old gets his eyes examined through his pediatrician, and my 8-year-old at school.
At school? Okay. Well, you know, there's a difference between an eye exam, like a comprehensive exam like we just did for you, and really having a screening. So I would probably call those screenings. And it's very nice that they're doing that. But the difference in a screening and in a comprehensive exam is that we look at the inside health of the eyes. We look how they work together. And of course, we screen to see if they need a prescription at all. So let's get them scheduled. And we're going to make sure that they're ready for learning and that they're efficient. And so that honestly, we want to make sure they have as fine care as you have. So if we can get them scheduled, and you have one more child at home, right? Your daughter is what, 12 right now?
Yes.
12. Okay. Well, let's just bring everyone in, and then we will work on getting their eyes checked. And of course, they probably won't need anything, but we'll make sure their eyes are healthy and that they work together and that they're really not having any strain from their computers and digital activity. How does that sound?
Sounds great, Dr. Okay. Brill. Dr. Brill, my children don't have visual problems. They see airplanes miles away.
Oh, so, you know, that's good. But let me ask you this. Out of which eye do they see airplanes miles away? The right eye or the left eye? Ah, okay, so what we're going to make sure is that they don't just have one eye that's working, the other eye's being, we call it suppressed or not working at all. And so what we want to do is avoid this condition called amblyopia or lazy eye. Now, they're ideal if we had seen them really early. So if you decide to have other children, then what I would suggest is we have programs called Infant C, where we see kids between 10 and 12 months, really no charge for you at all. And there's another program we have here in Kansas called See to Learn. So we could see your kids, and usually they're covered by your insurance anyway, but let's just make sure they don't have a lazy eye. And that doesn't mean a turned eye, they may have a higher prescription. And with the higher prescription, we want to make sure they're using both eyes together. But I understand, so that's good that you at least have them screened. So we'll get them on the schedule, and we'll make sure everything looks okay. All right, so right now, I just did a little scene here. Obviously, we just made this little sketch up. Did this scene, it repeats in offices all around the country. And when it repeats in all around the country, are you taking the opportunities that you have right in your office to get the full families in? You're a family optometrist anyway, and you want to see the families. It allows you to tell, see if you have anything that family conditions. You know, one time I had a patient, I thought she had terrible pannus. She had blood vessels growing 3 millimeters into her eye. I thought, okay, this is bad. She's overwearing her contacts. Then I happened to see her two children. Guess what? They both had pannus, and it was just a familial trait. So I always ask about anything, family diseases, conditions, and these are things that you can ask, and it doesn't take you very much time, and it costs you nothing. Okay, so let's actually talk about the financial part. We are, after all, entrepreneur here. Let's talk about the financial part. So the financial part, let's say you could get, if it's just 10% of the average 2,000 exams you'd be doing, 10% is 200 people. So most businesses in the real world would, I mean, they'd go crazy over a 10% increase, but maybe it's only 5%. So if it's 5%, you'd be seeing an extra 100 patients a year, and then that's an annuity because you'd be hopefully booking for every year, maybe you like 2 years, but you're going to get an annuity every time you do this little scenario. Now, let's turn the tables a little bit. A lot of times, moms especially bring their kids in, but they never get checked. And so I would say, you know, you need a turn. And when you need a turn, that means like we really need to get your eyes checked too. Yes, you don't have any problems, but we want to make sure your eyes are healthy, you're responsible for these kids, you shuttle them around. So let's take care of the whole family, and don't forget dad too. So if you do this with everything that you are noticing in your exam, and it may be that you're at the slit lamp, but are you actually just tooling toward the cornea and the lens? Or do you really look at their lids? Maybe they have Demodex, maybe they have a dry eye. So you got a probe. Perhaps you just digitally press on their lids. And I'm gonna go over in another video how to do a simplified dry eye exam without any technology. But right now, take a look, pay attention, use your scribe, and you will end up maybe booking that patient for another visit if they need one. Perhaps they have asymmetry of their optic nerve head. Maybe they have asymmetry of more than 4 millimeters and their eye pressure. So there's all sorts of opportunities for you to make have a busier practice, but at the same time, really providing better care. And isn't that what it's all about? So now, Debbie, let's just go ahead and make those appointments, and we're going to make them right here, and actually my scribe would be doing that. So we're not waiting till we get distracted at the front when glasses are done and everything's hectic and people feel that sucking sound to get out the front door when they transfer from being a patient to a consumer. We'll just make that appointment right now, and my scribe would say, I'm just going to make those appointments right now. So is Wednesday afternoon still good for you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So let's get, before we'll get that down here, I'll give you confirmation. You do get our texts and emails, right, for confirmation?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So we got those appointments made. All right. So the main thing is I am now a better doctor. I'm more concerned. There's that saying, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So what doctor does this? No one does it. Even in medical, they just don't do it. They try to spin as fast as they can. But you're going to appear to be much more family-oriented, you're going to provide better care, and you're going to increase your practice of profitability, all by providing better care. And that's what it's all about.
Did you remember that we have a 24/7 eye care hotline? Besides telling you how to help families in the exam room, we have a 24/7 hotline at 913-660-2855. Text it for anything you want to talk about, and we'll give advice, unless we're sleeping. Just this week, we had a nice optometrist out of Connecticut who's in the Navy, and he's trying to develop an app to help patients with the 20-20-20 rule. Hope we can help with your ideas, too.